This is Minty Tours, Tuesday the 24th of July, day 9 of the tour, and because I've been walking for a week now, I thought it would be wise to recap and just say what the first week's been like. Well, we started off walking from St Malo along the Normandy coast, and it's initially fairly flat, going in and out a bit, and then it gradually got much more like the Cornwall coast, going up and down, in and out, and not going very far at all. And the main problem has been lack of water, and also lack of places that sold provisions. So you've had to carry everything, and I've been carrying 4.5 litres of water, which is really quite a hefty lot, especially when it's hot. We've also realised that we can't go on much after 12, 1 o'clock in the day. It just gets too hot for the dogs. So we've got to stop till 5 or 6 o'clock and then carry on again in the shade of the evening. Once we approached Mont Saint-Michel, we started walking along the dikes. These went on in straight lines for miles, which was quite disheartening walking, but it was quite relatively easy walking. Again, you had to carry all your own water. Mont Saint-Michel was very pretty. There was a nice tourist buzz about it. And reminds me of the time when I was back there, and my mother, in horror, looked at some of these young people eating mussels and said, "Peter, aren't those the things you fish with?" So I tried galette, but I wasn't very impressed. So we've now moved on. I've got round and left the Atlantic Ocean and headed inland to Avranches, and now we're heading towards the Mediterranean. The scenery here is much more hilly. I'm walking along drover's tracks, and it's much more pleasant because there's streams, and that's great for the dogs, because it hopefully means I don't have to carry so much water. I met some really nice people who have been really helpful and cooperative, from people who've given me bottles of water, invited me in for lunch. Some people yesterday invited me to stay the night, but I want to get on. So when you're travelling, it makes a huge difference to get this kind of hospitality, and it's put a very pleasant tinge to the trip so far. The dogs are doing fine, as long as I rest them up and give them lots of water.